No need to worry about the $1 to get to the beach this Blue Angels weekend. Entrance will be free and visitors can drive right through without paying, all in hopes of helping traffic flow quickly onto the island. Recent backups and high travel times have raised questions like, what if an emergency vehicle needs to get through? County Commissioner Robert Bender represents the beach and has been troubleshooting the problem.
And really, it was from the public safety concern that was created through those backups, through all the vehicles in the neighborhoods, that we said we needed to come up with a solution.
Back in June, Bender proposed using only the toll-by-plate technology to speed up traffic. Paying in cash was not an option, making the total price of admission to the beach $3.50. Average travel time went from 50 minutes to 15 minutes after the electronic tolling option was used. But not all visitors appreciated the quick change. Warrington resident Karen Clements was one of many beach visitors who was waved through on June 15th. The toll worker refused to accept her cash dollar.
I handed the dollar back to him a second time because I really couldn't believe what he was saying. And I said, are you sure? And he said, yeah, go ahead. So I'm confused there for a minute.
Clements didn't find out about the extra $2.50 processing fee until later that day.
And then only afterward, I found out through social media that it was going to be, you know, tolled by plate.
This backlash resulted in Bender using discretionary funds totaling $65,000 to cover the costs of the tolls for the July 4th weekend.
It's about getting to the beach quicker, having a more enjoyable experience, being able to come off the island and get back on if you need to. So it's all about the traffic congestion management problem that we have out there.
While the toll-by-plate system was going to be used for Blue Angels weekend, Visit Pensacola stepped in and agreed to pay it instead. Visit Pensacola President Steve Hayes said they want to ensure beachgoers enjoy their time.
If I'm a resident here and I have a good experience going out there and I'm now talking to my friends and family and relatives about Pensacola, but also my experience as a positive experience, does that also help spread the word about us as a travel destination?
And though these two weekends have been free entry for both tourists and natives, it's likely to be the last time it happens this summer. Should similar backups and congestion happen again this summer on the weekends, Bender says the toll-by-plate option may be used.
We were working on a solution for the summer, but it does seem like that's a possibility.
Clement said she doesn't mind paying the extra $2.50, as long as she knows and isn't unprepared.
I don't mind if I know that's what's happening, but the whole frustration of, there you are, your dollar's out. Everybody in front of you has the dollar out.
Other solutions to alleviate traffic in the future could look like an app or a week-long pass. Bender says it's a move toward an electronic system he believes will be more efficient and promote safety. To find out when tolls change for Pensacola Beach, you can visit myscambia.com and navigate to the A Better Way to the Beach webpage for updates. Abigail Meganson, WUWF News.